Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambo. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambo.
Welcome to the show, listeners, and thanks for tuning in today. It is it's 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're here in Houston, Texas, and I am actually driving up I-10 out of the city back towards my part of town. And this is the beauty of doing internet radio. I don't have to be anywhere specific to do the show. We got a great show lined up today. I just want to touch base on a couple things. We're going to bring our first guest, a gentleman by the name of Harris Glasser from New York, onto the show and find out a lot about him. But first, I want to just touch on one or two things. The thing is that I'm driving up I-10, like I said, here in Houston, and I'm doing a radio show. We did a live show today for one of our other hosts, and as my listeners know, Tough Talk Radio Network has a done-for-you service that they provide opportunities for people to host their own radio shows. So I'm real excited about that, and I'm proof of it here because we did a live show on location this morning, and I'm doing a live show as I'm driving down I-10 in Houston, Texas. So anyway, it's technology is awesome. The computers, the opportunities for a small business owner to be doing different things while driving a vehicle is incredible. Now, just so everybody knows, I have earpiece in, two hands on the wheel, seatbelt on, so it's safe. Anyway, Harris Glasser, are you there?
Tony, we're good.
Thank you for tuning on to the show today. I appreciate you taking time out to be with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be here. Hopefully we can do some good today.
Well, you know, I was talking about being able to drive in my car and interview you. Pretty awesome to live in today.
Tony, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can, yes.
Well, I was just talking about how awesome it is that I can do a live radio show while driving down the highway.
Yeah, technology is amazing today. Absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the things we do on my show, first things we do is we find out where our guest is from, originally where they're at now, and what part of this place in their life. So let's start out with the easy questions. I know you're in New York, but is that where you're from?
Yep. Born and originated in New York. I've lived in other places in the country, occasionally out of the country. But I'm a New Yorker.
I couldn't tell by your accent. I thought maybe you were from Jersey or Philadelphia or something.
No, New York. Originated in Brooklyn. I'm a New York guy.
Well, I just want to clarify because I visited Brooklyn a couple times growing up in the Philadelphia area. If anyone is like myself, I'm a fanatic for a good sandwich. You will never find a better sandwich anywhere in the country, in my eyes, than Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, and the pizza also. Great
pizza. Yeah. So, okay, now you got me hungry.
Okay.
Let's find out a little bit. Give me some background on you, Harris. Let's let everybody know, who you really are.
Sure.
Family,
well,
children.
I guess. What's that?
You have a small family, a big family, children.
Married, two married sons, three granddaughters. I'm 67 years old, been a businessman my whole life, built a number of successful businesses, and then kept moving on from there, trying different things. I guess when I was age 28, I was a successful contractor for the government, for the city of New York. Finished that up. And it was a matter of wanting to spend more time with my family and just pursue other things, which I did. And it was interesting. I wound up in an indoor farming business, which is very interesting. It was successful, and I sold that. That was down in Florida. Then we came back to New York, wound up opening up a daily car rental business. After about 7 years, we didn't care for it much because it was really a retail business, so we sold it. It was a successful business. We built it starting from zero cars to 70-some-odd vehicles. Moved on from there, traveled a little, came back to New York, and went in business with my two sons, doing construction again for the city of New York. And then I, through all the years, Tony, people would always come to me with, for whatever reason they'd come to me, with various problems, financial situations and problems. And I would always help them out with that stuff. And that's, I guess, how this book got started. It's My Money and I Want It, which I'm the publisher and author of, and it's on my website, www.claimfinancialhealth.com. And I wrote this book because through all the years I've helped people, would ask me to help them, and I'd give them some simple instructions. They'd look at me, they'd go, Harris, it's not so easy to deal with this thing. And I'd say, yeah, just follow my instructions, you'll be fine, it's going to work out for you. And I'd tell them, look, I'm not telling you anything I haven't done before for other people. All this stuff works. And they go, if it's so simple, why isn't everyone doing it? I said, because people don't think out of the box. You know, you don't have to go to seminars. You don't have to read huge books. Just follow a couple of instructions. As the years and years went by, my family said to me, Dad, you're always helping people with stuff. Open a business. We can help a lot of people. I go, you know, I really don't want to charge people to be helping them. So they said, write a book. This way, you know, everyone can learn to help themselves. And so that's how the book, It's My Money and I Want It, came to be, with numerous chapters. Each one is filled with true success stories, and every chapter has simple little instructions so no one's left hanging. You got trouble with health insurance company collecting your claim, or you don't have health insurance, you got a big hospital bill, or you only got partially paid from the health insurance company, or you got collection companies or judgments, on and on. I'd give people simple instructions, and that's what the book is about.
Now, how long ago did you write this book?
Just about a year ago.
Year ago. And are you still running a business, or are you retired?
Yeah, our family has a small recycling college textbook business, which is nice.
Oh.
We put in about 4 hours a day, maybe. And the rest of the time, you know, I just spend writing.
Now, is this something that you once thought would be the thing you did, or is this something you found out later that you had a passion for? I mean, it's obvious you did a lot of businesses, construction, government work. It's good. It's good money. It's a lot of headaches, but a lot of time, but good money. But did you ever think that you would be an author, a writer?
No, but, you know, it was always in the back of my head that, gee, one day I should write this stuff. I mean, so many people are hurting. And I was always helping people, and it was always, you know, it wasn't on the front burner, but in the back burner of my mind of, gee, eventually I should just write something so that, you know, people can do this stuff. And so it wasn't a passion, and I guess, and it was my sons pushing me, saying, hey, Dad, you know something, especially, Tony, these economic times, people are getting crushed. We know the deal with health insurance companies, you know, they don't pay people all their claims, and we know how many people are out of work and have tremendous amount of bills with collection companies and judgments. So it really seemed like, you know, this is the time to sit down and write the book. That's how it came to be. What?
It is a very difficult time in today's economy. Today's world. I always talk about, I'm 55 years old, so I think that the people that are in the areas of age group from 45 to 60 are in a lot of life-threatening situations with the way the jobs market is, the way the world used to be, the way they had a job for 20 years and maybe the markets fell out. And, you know, there's the insurance issues, like you were saying. They might not have invested properly, thinking they had time to reinvest. So now they're sitting at home staring at a computer, can't get a job, because, and they send in a resume, the computer doesn't speak back to them. So I think there's a lot of guys our age that are in life-threatening situations. They could take a stroke, a heart attack, divorce, just mental anguish. Nobody ever planned on.
Oh, absolutely.
The stuff that you're putting in your book and the stuff that you're talking about is very helpful to a lot of people, and I don't know that 10 years ago you would have thought that mattered.
Probably not. Probably not. And because of everything you're saying, what it prompted me to do, along with the book, is I started putting out what I call an update. It's a free monthly update. It's interesting. The first thing I'll tell you is when people buy my book through Amazon, Amazon doesn't allow these monthly updates. They won't send them through. So in order for people to get them, they have to go through my website, which I told you was www.claimfinancialhealth.com. And what these updates are exactly what you're talking about. Every month I research and I put in approximately 10 articles I direct people to that can help them with the very things you're talking about. For instance, I'm just looking at an old one from October of 2010 of the 8 to 10 updates I put in there. I direct people to a place to help people get a job, how job seekers are using social media to get solid results. So if that's a solid thing, people need that kind of stuff. Another thing is interesting is I always see advertised, come to us with your debts. We will consolidate your debts and make, work it out for you. Well, that's not necessarily true, and one of the updates, I direct them to an article how some of these settlement firms are scamming people and taking their money, and that's important. That's an important kind of article they should be reading. These are the kind of things, amongst other things, I put in there about scams. I put in things about people buying you ever buy an appliance, Tony, or a TV, and they have right away they're selling you an extended warranty, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are times that they shouldn't, there are times that they shouldn't, and you need to know the difference. So I have an article in there about that. So these monthly updates are addressing the very thing you're talking about. You're sitting home, you're unemployed, you're whittling down your savings. You need to start cutting back on your expenses, on that money going out, so you can hold out as long as you can until the day comes that you're back on the job. That's what this stuff is meant to do. The book itself has all the instructions in it. I don't know if you want to hear anything about the stuff that's in the book.
Yeah, well let's give everybody your web address again, because I want people to be able to go there while we're talking about this. And I want to ask you a quick question is, do you have, when you're sending out these updates, is that in a newsletter form or is just updates that you put on your website?
No. What they do is when they purchase the book, there's a place on the website that they click off the box, right, and they enter their email information. It's all there. And that automatically generates an email back to them that they accept, because what happens is, you see, if that doesn't take place, it goes into their spam and it doesn't work. And then that's it. And then every month they get an automatic email of the update. They don't have to do anything.
Oh, very good.
Oh, it's easy.
Very
good.
Easy
stuff.
So let's give everybody, because I like my listeners. This is what I tell my listeners, Harris. I really think it's important when someone gives their website out, because this is free information. This will allow you to understand why you want to learn more and purchase the book or get the updates, but you can't learn any of that information unless you go to the website. So let's give them that information again.
Correct. It's a simple one. It's www.claimfinancialhealth.com. You're claiming your financial health. That's it. ClaimFinancialHealth.com. You guys, it's a nice website. There's a video on there, which I explain a bunch of things. There's a place to sign up for the updates. It's simple.
Okay. Well, we're gonna take a short commercial break, Harrison. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk more about the book. And I'm just shooting at this here, but I'm guessing there's another book coming out. And because you seem like a person that just doesn't do one little thing and give up on it, there's a whole plan here. So we'll be right back after this. Well, we're gonna take a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Great.
You can project a professional image regardless of your size. Whether you're just starting or a small business, it's powerful to project a big company image to build credibility with your new prospects. Virtual Tone has a package to give you that confident presence you need. You can have a big company image over the phone and on the internet with one package. Everything you need now and in the months and years to come. Virtual Tone includes a robust, expandable package of business tools and features that will help your business grow. Your package is full of powerful business tools, which include phone system with phone lines that's ready to expand when you are, web hosting, including blogs up to 25 websites, email system with filters and security, popular contact management system, absolutely the only communication system your business will ever need, guaranteed. Virtual Tone Entrepreneur Packages, starting for only $99.97 monthly.
Do you desire to increase productivity and income? Do you want to achieve your personal and professional goals? If so, then book Tony Harris at your next event to motivate and inspire your membership and employees to greatness one step at a time. Tony Harris is a dynamic, energetic, and passionate speaker that empowers and inspires her audiences to step outside of their comfort zone to make changes until they achieve success. To find out more about Tony or to book her for your next event, go to www.tonyharrisspeaks.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we are here live today in Houston with our guest from New York, a gentleman by the name of Harris Glasser, and we were just talking about his website, Claim Your Financial Health.
Claim my claim financial health. Okay.
Claimfinancialhealth.com. And talking about, it's just not a book that you're going to get here, okay? There's an ongoing opportunity of being updated on different things that are going on. I mean, in today's world, social media is a big deal. You of course got Facebook, but you got LinkedIn, Twitter, there's blogging, there's all different types of things that are going on. And Harris keeps you updated on a daily basis every month when you purchase the book. Now, how much is the book?
The book is $14.95.
Oh, okay. So that's less than two stops at Starbucks if you're by yourself.
Oh, my God. And you know the interesting thing, Tony? It's a book that it's literally for the rest of your life because it's not like this dated material. This is stuff that hopefully you don't need it. You use the information of dealing with judgments, collection companies, or collecting from your health insurance company, or paying medical bills. But Tony, your book pays for itself 1,000 times over.
So, when you wrote this book, and this is, I'm thinking that you gathered this along the way in life. All this information and jobs that you had, things that you've been through and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Correct, absolutely. Everything comes from experience. There's nothing guessing of like, gee, I think this will work, try this. No, everything in there has been done, tried, and has a true story, you know, showing you what took place, the outcome of it, and the exact steps to follow. Do this, 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 and you'll take care of your problem.
Okay, and you mentioned that I know you can purchase the book off your website, and you can also purchase it off of Amazon.
Correct.
But the best deal is to go through your website so you can get signed up for that update process.
Oh,
is that correct?
That's 30 monthly updates, yeah. You get 8 to 10 items a month that are definitely going to save you money. You can't get that through the Amazon site. They don't allow that.
Right, right. Okay, so What's the plan for the next book?
Plan for the next book is I've been giving, actually, I was invited to give a lecture out at a university, which I did, having to do with business and corporations. And a lot of my business advice, because I've been a businessman my whole life, has been appearing in a lot of articles. There's a Carol Roth, well, you have to be familiar with her, but she's been on MSNBC, a lot of big stations, and she's got a big column, and she's been using a lot of my business advice. And Dr. Shannon Reese, the same thing, has a big following, and she's been sending me stuff, and I've been, you know, sending her articles, business advice articles. As a result of this, the next book coming is going to be a huge section for business people. And I don't care if it's you're contemplating going into business or you've been in business, you know, for 50 years. There's just stuff in there which you're going to scratch your head and go, wow. It's great advice. So that's where so the second book encompasses a lot of this first book and is filled with everything for business people. And along with that will also come the free monthly update.
Right. I like that idea. You know, a lot of people will give you the newsletter thing. Okay. I like the way you're doing that. I mean, look, it's very normal. And all business owners out there need to stay in touch with their clients or the people that purchase from them. Okay, I mean, it's really important. And everybody goes, oh, I don't need another newsletter. I like the concept of getting updates that help people. Okay, I mean, because look, a lot of people write newsletters and they say they're very helpful, but they're only helpful to the person that's writing the newsletter. So
yeah.
I like the idea that you're giving people help and more ideas, and it just confirms the fact of what you did originally is really out of your heart, not out of your pocket.
Oh, definitely. You know, the first thing that how the book came about to be is also in dealing with my own health insurance company, they did something that I wasn't pleased with, and that made me aware of how badly they are doing people over with denying their claims or... Tony, you have insurance. You have car insurance. You have insurance in your home, right?
Yes.
Okay, so God forbid you have an accident. The insurance company doesn't come in and say, well, we're just going to pay you partially because the rest is your this. It's not a code. It's out of pocket. They come in, they pay you, and you get your car fixed. And God forbid you have a fire in your house. They pay you. Health insurance companies, for some reason, they're the only kind of health insurance company, they look for a reason not to pay you, right? And even when they pay you, you put in a claim for $4,840, they give you $3,400, and they say the rest is no code, out of pocket, out of network. They give you every reason in the world. Well, I didn't even realize that was taking place till they went to do that to me, and I said to myself, and it's in the book, the statement, and the story. I go, this stops now. And so that prompted the first chapter of the book, collecting on denied or partially denied health insurance claims. And I don't care if it was things they said, was it deductible, was a code, was it this. Tony, they lie. They absolutely lie, and everyone who has applied, in fact, as I was with a professor today on a college campus, and it's like he said, hey, I never told you, but I applied your method. It had to do with the bank and their fees, and I just didn't like what they're doing, and I applied the process that you apply, that you talk about the health insurance companies. I applied it. He says, I can't believe it. They paid me. I said, of course, because the process that I prescribe is such that big companies, banks, health insurance companies, whatever, they have big attorneys, and they want to deal with, you know, $100,000, $500,000 cases. But when they work you over for $1,600, $4,300, whatever it is, they can't afford to deal with the process that I give you, three simple steps to do to collect your money. They'll pay you.
I'll tell you, I mean, I find out more and more. I mean, this is what's exciting for me to do an internet radio show, is all the guests that I have on from around the country, around the world, teach me so much. Mm-hmm. Just to what you just said there, I mean, I don't know if you could go very far and not meet someone that's been, for lack of a better word, hosed by the insurance company. Okay? Medical insurance is probably the worst on the list. Okay? Even like to have non-insured motorist insurance, that's a joke. Okay? And they'll give you that, and then they'll give you liability insurance. It's a ridiculous number. So everything's got a little hidden reason why they're charging you out the wazoo. And I found out last week from a gentleman that wrote a book about foreclosures. You know, and this is something I didn't know. And I bet a lot of people don't know this. Banks are selling your notes to Wall Street, and then they're trying to do modification process with you, and they don't even have the legal right to do that. And they stall you along. They put you through this whole thing. They turn you down. They never had the right to do it from the beginning. And then they're foreclosing on your house. Well, this is all being done illegally, just like the insurance companies are doing things illegally. And for me, it's incredible that I meet people like yourself, and this is what's exciting for me, is I get to put you on the radio. This is on the internet now until the internet goes away. That's not going to be before our life is over. And so this information is always going to be available to people. And thank God for the internet to get this censored information out there, because what about the people that are I'm going to use myself as an example. I have a disabling disease.
Right.
I can't get insurance. Right. I got to go through the process of the state. Okay, so I might be laying in a bed next to a guy that's handcuffed to the gurney because it's a state facility. I don't know how good the service is. I just have to be happy that I got the facility. But if the insurance companies weren't robbing everybody, maybe other people would be able to afford to get the things that are so costly.
Well, you're making
so
the case.
This trickles.
You're making the case for socialized medicine, rightfully so. Why should not everyone get treated? By the way, just to move back a moment on the foreclosure thing, if you know anyone being foreclosed, okay, the mortgages have changed hands so many times, the smart thing to do is they get an attorney who's familiar with some of the stuff that's taking place, and what happens is you go into court, and the bank that's foreclosing, okay, has to bring forth the original papers where you took out the loan. And what happens is these things have traded hands so many times through the banks, through Wall Street, they can't present them. And when they can't, they cannot foreclose. And the courts are ruling, sorry, you cannot prove that you own the loan on this house. You cannot foreclose. And people are staying in their homes free because they can't show who the lender was. So I just wanted to give you a little tip. So those are things like that I put into updates that people aren't aware of.
And, you know, that's important information. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people that lost their job or starting over again, kids who graduated college with $40,000, $50,000 in educational debt. And they're going out on their own because they can't wait to get a job any longer. And when they do that, there's a process that you go through that can put you out of business the next day. And one of them is trying to keep your house. One of them is trying to keep insurance. So these are really, really important issues. And I'm just really glad that we have someone like yourself that is doing what you're doing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, what it is I'm 67 and a half years old, and I've been there, done it, gone through it, know what the pitfalls are, know what to do, what not to do. I guess that's maybe why people my whole life always coming to me for advice. And the advice, Tony, is always very simple. They would look at me and they go, that can't be that easy. I said, Tony, go ahead, just do this to the insurance company or do this with the collection company when they call. And they chuckle, they go away, and they come back a week or two later and they go, I don't believe it. It was actually, like you said, it was not this easy. It was really fun. And they're sending me a check to health insurance company. Well, the collection company is gone for my life. And they would say, Harris, you know something? If I can do this, anyone can do this. You need to write a book. So that's the stuff my whole life while I'd hear. It's like eventually my son said, Dad, it's time. Write the book. It's my money and I want it.
Now let me ask you, what do your sons do for a living?
One is out in L.A. He's an actor. All right, and he works. I mean, if I mention some scenes, some women will go, "Oh my God, Sex in the City." He was, you know, in a big scene there. All the women remember that scene, the gardener. And he also, because we work together, he carries on part of our wholesale college textbook recycling business out there. And my other son is a professional model, and we also work together here, you know, on the textbook recycling business. And we have nice lives. You know, we're not putting in a zillion out. You know, the idea is it's not about trying to make $1 million. It's about trying to enjoy the quality of your life. And part of it has to do with learning how to protect yourself from the corporate bullies who attempt to take away your money, which is why I wrote the book. And if you realize it's about quality of life, then you gear your life, your everyday life around that. So none of us work a zillion hours a day. We enjoy our lives, you know. We don't have to, you know, ride first-class airplanes to Paris or something. It's just be happy and learn how to protect. And that's what basically this book and all the updates are about, Tony, is learning how to protect and save your money from it being taken away from you. And, you know, the difference is, I always say that a good poker player and a bad poker player, a good poker player with the same exact hand will extract twice as much winnings out of the pot. You know, you're earning a certain amount of money. But there's ways, and that's why I try and show you how to do it in the book and the updates, with the same amount of money you're earning, right, without changing your lifestyle, you could increase the quality of your life and have more money left over at the end of the week and the end of the year. Just by simple changes, simple little things. So you don't have to, you know, be struggling so much. You'd be blown away, like, with your same take-home pay. I mean, for instance, one update I talk about is how electricity, how you cut your electricity bill simply. Or I'll give you a simple little thing. We go out to eat. Well, you know, you go out to eat, you each have a glass of wine, is $9 tax tip. You're looking at $12 bucks at least. Between your 2 years, you and your wife just spent $24 and two glasses of wine. You know, we get a bottle of wine in the house, we relax in our environment, we get, right? For $15-$18, we have a nice bottle, it's twice as many glasses, we enjoy it, and then we're ready to go out. So already you've cut your wine bill in half. And yet you enjoyed your drink, you know. And the same thing. These are just tips I put in there. You go out and you each get, after dinner, you each get a dessert. You get a cup of coffee. It's $3 of coffee, $6 for a piece of pie. It's $9. It's $18 tax and tip. You're up to $24. You know, it's nice. You go back to your friend's house together. You pick up some pastries, some coffee. You make, and you sit around in the comfort of your friend's house or your house, and you enjoy it without a waiter standing over your head and people waiting for the next table. You just knock $20-some-odd off your dinner bill that you go out on a Saturday night. At the end of the year, you just saved $1,000.
Yeah.
And yet
that's awesome stuff.
What?
That's very good idea. And a lot of us, if we were just a little bit smarter, you know, it's much like a poker player. It's the way you manage your process that makes you the one that gains the most, most earnings.
Right,
so,
and you didn't change the quality of your life, but at the end of the year, you're going to find you have $3,000-$5,000 more in your bank account. You go, wow, you know that vacation we're never able to take? Just from the little things, by changing ATM machines. I do an update on ATM machines. You could be paying double the amount on one ATM machine than the other. It's at the end of the year, it's thousands and thousands of dollars, Tony. And that pays for the vacation or whatever you want it to be.
Well, it's obvious you and I think we could talk for a couple of days. I really enjoy your information, but I have to bring my next guest up here. So what I'd like to do is first thank you very much for your information today. And before we get off the air with you, I want to make sure that you give everybody all your contact information. And I also want to let you know that at any time, if you need to call into the show, okay, or you want us to make an announcement of your next book coming out, please use that opportunity with us to do so.
I absolutely will do that. And just a reminder, the way you contact me is through my website, www.claimfinancialhealth.com. It's my money and I want it. Go right to the website. There's a Contact Us page. There's a free update, sign up, everything you need.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being a guest on our show today. We look forward to following along with you, and I hope everybody writes down the information for the website. Purchase the book. Just for the updates, to me, it's worth it, because just the little things about going to court over a foreclosure, because the chances of the person that's trying to take your home from you having the note, especially after the way our country has gone in the economy the last few years, you got a good shot at winning. So look into it deeper. Purchase the book. And Harris, once again, thank you for your time today on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tony. My pleasure. Take care.
Okay, pal. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with our next guest, Lauren Cooper. I think I said it right, Cooper, C-O-U-P-E-R. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 9:45 to 10 a.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 9:45 to 10 a.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. Welcome to Mission Mondays, brought to you live from the Virtual Tone Studios by Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Jennifer.
Okay. Welcome back. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And first of all, I have to apologize for announcing the wrong first name of my next guest. I'm looking at my notes here, and of course, I have what they call sometimers. Sometimes I remember and sometimes I don't. But our next guest is the name of David Cooper. And we just finished up our first interview with Harris Glasser out of New York, who wrote a book, It's My Money and I Want It. Great stuff. Make sure to go to his website and buy the book. It gives some great updates. It tells a lot of information that people need to know about. Anyway, without wasting any more time, I want to bring David up on the show. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I apologize for giving out the wrong first name.
No problem.
But I do that a lot. The older I get, the more I seem to do it.
That's okay.
How are you today?
I'm very good.
Now, first of all, I'd like to really thank you for being a guest on the show today. I appreciate you taking out the time to share with us.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Okay. A couple of things we do is we find out, where a person's from, where our guest is from, and, where they're at now, where they're from, and what brought them to this point. There are a couple of the first questions that we ask. So let's find out, what part of the country are you in now?
So I live in Los Angeles right now, and I'm from England originally. I've been in the States about 18 years. So, I'm in sunny California right now.
Nice. That must be nice. What's the weather like?
It's perfect. 70 degrees. It's perfect.
Yeah, I like that. Well. Okay, so tell me, you are, I'm trying to get my notes here. I know that you're a coach. And what brought you to that point where, you know, you decided to become a coach? I mean, a lot of people, I know you've worked all around the world, and seems like we have some background noise there, but I know you've worked in major corporations around the world, and I just was wondering how, you know, that process, how did that start out?
Yeah, so I'm an executive coach, and I work with people on their careers, and I also run a training and development company. So I've been doing that for about 20 years, and it came about just working with different people in organizations, and then gradually I've been laid off a few times myself, and going through that process about getting a new job, starting to work with people on their careers. So I've been doing it a while now.
Well, I'm reading here that you've worked with Hollywood Insiders. Now, that's pretty exciting. What is that?
Well, that's so because I live in Los Angeles, I work with a lot of people in the entertainment industry. So, you know, work with, you know, directors and some actors and producers, you know, people who basically, I like to work with people who are successful, but maybe they've got stuck in their career, or it's taken wrong turn, or, you know, been laid off and not going where they want to be. And so together we just work on, you know, how they can get back happy in their work.
Okay. Now, what made you decide what brought you to this point that you decided, well, you know what, I'm going to start doing this for a living? You know, how did you get to that point?
I guess, well, because I've always been, when I lived in London, I was counseling people, and I've always been working with people, and I just got more and more to love working with people on their careers, and just started out with, talking to a few people and helping them with their resume, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and, you know, now, you know, work with everybody from people who are making $7 an hour to making seven figures a year. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I love it.
Yeah, things have changed. A lot of people need help in a lot of areas nowadays that they didn't need before, pretty much because people are doing a lot of things now that they never did before. Most of the time before, people worked for someone, and, you know, there's all different types of things. There's more people working for themselves and being in different situations. So I think that provides more opportunity for people to help with people with their careers and their direction just in life in general.
Right, right. And it's a tough time out there right now. So, you know, for some people who you don't have work, or the people who, you know, have work and are not happy in it can be tough. But, you know, why I like to help people is there's things you can do to use your time more effectively so you can get the kind of job that really works out for you.
Now let me ask you, what is the address, what is your website so my listeners can tune in?
Sure. So my website is www.davidcoopercoach.com, and that's C-O-U-P-E-R because it's Scottish. And you can go there, and there's just have a new book, free book on networking tips, because networking, about 80% of jobs you get through networking, and a lot of people are just scared of networking. And I give some just kind of simple tips to get over that phobia you might have about networking. And there's, you know, a bunch of different stuff there. You can go and check it out.
Awesome. Now, when you say phobias about networking, explain that.
So, you know, people are scared they're going to say the wrong thing, or they're going to embarrass themselves, or, you know, they hate going. They think networking is all about going to cocktail parties and meeting people, so they, you know, they're worried about that. And so they end up, you know, going to these events and job fairs and things like that and having a really bad time. And I just think, you know, networking, if you can talk to one person, if you've ever talked to one person in your life, you could probably network, because that's all it is. You're just talking to one person at a time, and kind of put all the nonsense that you hear about networking to one side and just go out, talk to people, listen to them, and find out what's going on. And then it doesn't have to be a phobia. It doesn't have to be a problem. You can really use it for your helping yourself and helping other people too.
Yeah, I do a lot of networking here in the city of Houston. Even lead up a couple groups, and we're always trying to teach people different things and techniques, how to do a 30-second commercial, how to focus on the other individual and not your own products, and just all those little things. Now, do you do any type of webinars?
Yeah, I have done webinars in the past. Yeah, and that's a great way of getting out to people for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it surely is, and it shows that, it's something that people can listen to over and over because it's a recorded version of it or purchase it over and over. And so that's a good tool to use. Now, have you written any books?
I've written 8 books. So my latest book is about careers, and it's called Outsiders on the Inside, How to Create a Winning Career Even When You Don't Fit In. So it's all about if you feel like, I'm not right in this company or I'm not fitting in this job, how you can turn that negative around to be a positive and come out on top. And it's kind of based on my own experience and some of my clients.
So for a short example of something that you've done that people might relate to. I like the title, Outsider. Say it again.
Outsiders on the Inside, How to Create a Winning Career. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me an example of something that's happened to you that people might relate to. So I want them to find the reason why they need to go to your website and purchase that book, and it would be from your past experience, something they could relate to.
Sure. So I had a client who was an engineer, and she kind of was a little bit wacky, a little bit weird, and wore wacky clothes, not really taken seriously. But she realized that she was very creative and very kind of like different from other people. So what she did was she started teaching creative problem solving to these other engineers. And that really paid off for her. And when a bunch of people were laid off from her job, she was the one they kept on because she changed that, what people had seen as a negative, that she was kind of a little different, a little bit weird, into a positive. So I created this training which he did about creative problem solving, which these engineers really needed because they tended to be very logical and not thinking out of the box. So things like that, where you can take something maybe you do outside of your work or some way of promoting yourself either in work or in a business. And I talk about that in terms of how you sell yourself, networking, resumes, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, and it's really not that difficult. It's almost so easy that people don't recognize it because of it, don't you think?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's I've had people say, there's no jobs, I haven't been able to find anything, and it's terrible. And then I say, well, how many people have you talked to this week? Nobody. How many phone calls have you made? None. How many times have you been out of the house? Not at all. Well, it's not going to happen. And of course, in some parts of the country, it's really tough, but if it is kind of simple. The more people you talk to, the more likely you're going to get a job. That's just kind of basic.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It is, but that's how what you have to do.
Yeah, I always related to. I spent 18 years in the casino industry, and I like to gamble every day. And after a while, I got to the point where I didn't want to miss a day because that could have been the day that I got even.
Uh huh.
So much like looking for a job. If you're not out there every day, you're missing out on some opportunity somewhere. You just got to keep on being out there. Same with networking. I mean, you can go out and network and not get anything out of it for the longest period of time. And then all of a sudden, it just falls all over you. You just can't stop it from falling over. But just much like life, you have to be persistent and consistent and patient and dedicated to doing the same thing. You can't just get tired of the grass never greener. So now you've written 8 books.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been writing a long time?
Yeah, I've been writing a long time. I wrote my first book about 15 years ago, probably. So I've written books on management skills, and I've also written kids' books as well. So I've written a few different things.
Now, what made you write kids' books? Was it because of your own children?
Not at the time, no. So it was my I was actually teaching. My first career was teaching. So I was teaching, and then I knew some people who were in publishing, and they wanted some kids' books, and then it just happened. And I've always written fiction. I've written screenplays and plays and things like that. So it was just kind of natural to do that.
So you've been writing most of your life then?
Yeah, I've always been a writer. So that's why when I'm networking, I like things like LinkedIn and Facebook and stuff, where you can actually writing to connect with people. So that's a great way for me to do it, and other people may find the same way. It doesn't always have to be about going out to actually talk to people face to face.
Exactly, and that's I often joke about this, but I do a radio show 3 days a week. That gives me the opportunity to talk to 6 individuals for 30 minutes one-on-one, and that's my form of networking as well, because then I get to introduce them to each other, and year after year, it just gets better and better. So you're right. You don't have to physically go out every day to network. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of different ways of doing it. You just have to be committed to meeting new people every day and extending your hand out there to become an opportunity for someone else to help you with.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to just find out how everyone can get in touch with you, how they can purchase your book. And I want to know if you're doing any workshops. So we'll be right back after this
short break. Okay, great. Thank you.
Imagine a world where charities meet 100% of their fundraising goals consistently. How would that transform our communities? Mission Mondays seeks to be a resource for nonprofits in the areas of fundraising and marketing to help with gaining awareness, donations, and volunteers. By chatting twice a month with a charity representative, along with experts in nonprofit fundraising and marketing, we are sharing our show with the world of nonprofits to make that vision a reality. 100% funding, hitting goals, and building strong communities around the charities that add value to our world. Listen to Mission Mondays on the Tough Talk Radio Network twice a month and learn how to profit the nonprofit. Ask yourself, are you achieving the results you really want from your networking? Would you benefit from learning a systemized approach to your networking? BizPAC and Defining Women Networks are dedicated to providing professionals and small business owners with networking solutions for today's marketplace. BizPAC Networks is where we connect B2B, business-to-business professionals in business. Defining Women Network is where we connect amazing women in business and in life. We invite you to build strategic alliances that will produce consistent leads and referrals. It's time for you to be defined and lead the pack. For more information, check out our website at www.bizpacnetworks.biz.
Welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we are here today with David Cooper from sunny California. Gentlemen, we were just speaking about, he's written 8 books, I believe you said, and that's Screenwrite. He works with Hollywood Insiders. He goes from that point all the way down to just helping people with networking. So there's a wide spread there, very helpful stuff. How do people purchase your book?
So you can go to Amazon or it's in bookstores online, and it's Outsiders on the Inside, How to Create a Winning Career Even When You Don't Fit In. It gives you a step-by-step approach to how you can kind of accept what's different about you and then how you can turn that into a positive and actually have a better career than you maybe did before. And it's, it applies to whether you're just starting out or whether you've been working for a long time. It's, people have the same issues around not fitting in.
Yeah, and of course, when things are uncomfortable, we all of a sudden, or they're a little bit outside of our comfort zone, we automatically feel like we don't fit in. So it's always good to have that support. Now, let me ask you, do you go around and speak to any groups of people?
I do go and speak to groups of people, yeah. I don't have anything scheduled right now, but I speak a lot in California and sometimes outside.
Well, we interview a lot of people from California, so if I was to keep my ear open for a referral for you to speak somewhere, what type of group are you looking to speak to?
So I'm usually speaking to professional groups or business owners. I coach CEOs and business owners, so I'm looking to talk to those groups. And, recently I talked to a group of entertainment professionals, talked to a group of human resource managers. And so I'm usually talking to those kinds of groups. But, I like to have fun. I like to keep people motivated and entertained. And my whole thing is about entertainment and education. You know, you learn while you're having fun.
Right. Right. And so do you have any workshops or webinars coming up in the future?
Not right now, but if you go to my website, you know, I'll let you know when the next one's coming up. There's going to be some going to be doing some more work around networking because it's so important. And that's going to be the next push.
All right. Well, let's give everybody all your information, all your contact information, how they can get a hold of you, where they can purchase your book. And I just want you to know that anything new coming up, another book coming out, we want to make sure that you use this platform to come out and tell us about it so we can get the word out for you.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Okay. And let's let everybody know one more time how they can get a hold of you, your website and all the contact.
So if you go to www.davidcoopercoach.com, and it's C-O-U-P-E-R, you can go to the contact information. There's a way to email me there. You can sign up for a newsletter. You can get three free chapters of my book if you want to read more. And also there's a new free book on networking. So 10 tips about networking, make it easier. So there's a lot of stuff there, and you can find out more about me and other clients and things like that.
All right. Well, once again, Dave, we really appreciate you coming on the show today, sharing your stuff with us, and we look forward to having you back on the show and letting us know when the next workshop or webinar is coming up or new book is coming out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you to have me on that.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Have a good day. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, great show today, folks. I just want to make a couple mentions before we wrap up the show. It's always good to make sure that when you're listening to any type of internet radio show, any type of informational television or just AM/FM radio shows, when you can get people's websites. This is my kick this month. I just really think that people are getting ready to push the new year, make new commitments. And so we're trying to finish up all the old and make a list of all the new. And most of the time, we really don't recognize the stuff that we didn't do right in the year before. We just concentrate on what we're going to do better in the year coming. So one of the things I like to point out to everyone, I think it's real important. Anytime that you can go to someone's website and read their website, surf their website, check it out, find out. Maybe it's not a good website. Maybe it's a great website. Maybe it has free information. Maybe there's information you have to purchase. You know nothing about it unless you check it out. So every opportunity you get, check out, especially my guests, check out their websites because this is a good opportunity. Just like Dave was saying, you can get a free chapter of his book. Hey, I mean, you know, a lot of times we go in a bookstore and we read a little bit of it to see if we want to purchase the book. You can do this right from your phone, your iPad, your computer, your sofa. So it's really a good idea to take advantage of these opportunities to learn from other people's websites so that you can keep on educating yourself. Well, that's my show today, folks, and I really appreciate everyone tuning in. We'll be back Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with the Tony Harris Speak Success Show. And also, 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, we will have Tuck Talk with Tony Gambone. We'll be back on the air at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. So thanks again for tuning in. Make sure to hit us up on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. You can find us at Tony Gambone or Tuck Talk Radio Network. Or you can go to TuckTalkRadioNetwork.com to register to be a guest
on any of the shows that we produce on Internet Radio. Thanks again. I appreciate you tuning in today.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.